A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The first time I got released, it was fucking amazing, but this is just normal to me. It's just normal now. In, out, in, out, in, out. Like, you know, I'm so used to prison and that. Coming out, it's like, it's weird. It's like prison to me is home almost. And this is like me going on a holiday. I feel like I'm going on a holiday. I don't even feel like I'm going home.
I'm Chris Atkins, and I'm a filmmaker who went to prison for tax fraud in 2016. I spent 2.5 years in jail and have since written about it in my book, A Bit of a Stretch. I made good friends inside and recorded some of their stories for the first season of this podcast. Sadly, a lot of them have now gone back to prison, some of them several times. And so I've written another book, Time After Time, asking why so many ex-prisoners reoffend. It follows a colourful cast of criminals who just can't stay out of prison. And I'm going to dip into some of their stories for the second season of this podcast. This second episode is called Total Recall, and it's about my friend Ed Cooley.
So where are we going now?
We're just going to Oakwood Prison to collect Ed for the third time.
This is Ed's long-suffering girlfriend, Jess. It's September 2021, and we're on our way to pick up Ed from Oakwood Prison near Birmingham.
And what time is it?
It's about 8:06 on a Monday.
And are we sure he's getting out?
Let's hope so. I don't think they would want him. They can't wait to get rid of him.
He was originally convicted of drugs and firearms offences in 2014 and was sentenced to 10 years and 8 months. But like most prisoners, he only served half of this, and he was released on licence in 2018. Since he got out, he's been recalled back to prison 3 times for supposedly breaching his licence, despite not being convicted of any new criminal offences.
He was only supposed to do 28 days, but it's been 3 months.
So just to explain that, what, when you said it was sentenced for 28 days, what?
So a standard recall for bad behaviour is 28 days. This time it was just bad behaviour for being late.
When prisoners get released at half-time, our licence forbids us from any bad behaviour. But this term is so broad that we can be banged up again at the drop of a hat. On this latest recall, Ed was late back to his hostel and was re-imprisoned the following day.
How is spirits? What's his spirits like?
It's good. No, he's fine in jail. It's quite easy for him, unfortunately, because he's spent nearly a decade in there. The challenging part will be now is how his mental health will be in the real world. But let's just hope he lasts longer than 3 weeks this time. Because we've still got, out of the 3 years that he's been out on licence, he has only been out less than 11 months in total.
So only a third of it he's been outside prison.
Yeah, I've been with him longer in jail than he has been with me.
Wow.
And we've still got another 2 years left.
Of the licence?
Around 2.5 years, but I'm rounding it to 2, yeah.
Ed's first 2 recalls were because the police claimed he was selling drugs and handling firearms. But both times they failed to produce any evidence to charge him, and he was eventually released, only to get recalled all over again.
Have you got strategies this time to try and keep him out? Have you sort of got a game plan?
No. Anything can get him recalled, so I don't know. Oh, my niece just texted me. Eddie,
what?
Where's Ed? He's not out yet. She's only 11.
Aww. So. I see people London.
Oh, it is there. He's there.
Fresh home. Read about them.
Ed is strolling out of the prison gates, carrying his worldly possessions in two clear bin bags.
Come on.
He's wearing an expensive necklace, a Rolex watch, diamond grills on his teeth, and a bulletproof vest.
Jeez! Freedom and him. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine.
You good, yeah? Oh, look, secondary weapon, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Ed shows me a plastic prison-issue fork with sharpened points, and then produces a razor blade he's been hiding in his mouth.
Because I had a fight before last time I got released. Not last time, a couple times before. There was an enemy there, so yeah. Oh, I'm so happy. Bye-bye, razor.
We walk up to Jess's car, a gleaming white Mercedes, where she gets out a bottle of Paul Roger champagne she's been chilling in an ice bucket.
Are you ready now?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. I used to sleep in the car, now it's champagne caviar.
Thank you.
And one thing I want to say, this for toast, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for my birthday cards. Oh. Thank you for Kit's birthday card. I met on my heart. Oh. And I just want to say thank you for being there, you know?
Oh, you're a genuine friend. Cheers. Well, mate, you're out, baby. You're out, baby.
So cheers.
Cheers. Let's make it the last time, you know?
Stay tuned. Next time when Ed gets recalled. It wasn't me. I didn't shoot him.
So what was it like this morning?
Well, I put on some Andrea Bocelli.
What's that?
He is the most amazing, amazing musician on this fucking planet. Classical Italian music, beautiful. Blasted it on level 50 on my television. I was eating pre-gabs. I was sniffing some next weird drugs. You know, I smoked my last spliff. I backed like 5 coffees. And then they opened my door that I asked time ago. I said, wait 5 minutes, I want the song to finish. So I waited my 5 minutes, sipped my coffee, and then I fucked off. And the screw said, you're the first person I don't want to get out like ASAP. I was like, listen, man. I was like, it is what it is. Getting released, it's lost its pizzazz. It's not, oh, I'm getting released, because I'm so fucking used to it. I'm so used to coming back and getting out. It's lost the magic. There's no magic in it.
So how long have you been in this time?
4 months. 4 months. 3 months? Oh, 3 months then. I don't know.
And why was this, why you recall this?
Because I was late to the hostel. Even though I had a GPS tracking tag on me, because if they were that concerned of what I was up to, they knew where I was. Do you know what I mean? They could have physically come and got me, or, you know?
So how late were you?
Right, so... Right, so my oh, shit. Right, so my curfew was 10 p.m. and I return at 3 a.m.
So 5 hours.
Yeah. That's like, yeah, I know it sounds bad, but yeah. I experimented with some drugs. There's some drug called Zopaclone. And I'm reading in the papers and all the footballers taking Zopaclone. So I thought, you know what? I want to be a footballer tonight. So I took the Zopaclone. And
is that an opioid or?
I don't know what the fuck it is. It's just a little, it's just an evil little blue tablet. It's just like, just evil. So I took two of these things. And then I woke up in a bando with a little Scottish guy next to me smoking crack. And I was like, I was looking like, what the fuck? Where am I? I checked my jewelry. I thought, oh, someone must have robbed my jewelry. No one robbed my jewelry. I looked at my watch. It said 2:30. I thought, oh, fuck. So I rang the hostel. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm coming back. And they're like, all right, cool. So I rang a taxi and got back. And everything was fine. And then 4 a.m, boom, they come and got me. So the reason to be recalled to prison while you're on license is because you're not deemed safe to be managed in the community. So for me being late, how does that make me so dangerous that I can't be outside? I have to be in prison. Like being late. Do you know what I mean? It makes no sense to initiate a recall. You should be put in front of a judge. You should be put in front of a judge and let the judge decide. Because I guarantee you now, if this went to court about this recall and a judge was in charge of it, he wouldn't have fucking sent me back to prison for being late.
When I was convicted, it was by an independent jury in an open court, and a judge decided the length of my sentence. But there are none of these checks and balances when offenders on license are recalled back to prison. Decisions which deprive people of their liberty are made by probation officers behind closed doors, and the system is riddled with subjectivity and injustice.
So what are we going to do today?
right, so today we're going to go sort out this probation bullshit with the hostel, and then we're going to go studio and make a fucking hit. I become rich and famous, legitly. That's the plan.
Ed is also a budding rapper and has recorded dozens of songs both inside and outside prison. In fact, one of the reasons for a previous recall was that his probation officer didn't like his rap lyrics, as they featured drugs, guns, and extreme violence.
You're going to lay down some tracks?
100%. 100 million percent.
Why today? Why don't you just give it a couple of days, chill out, relax?
I've chilled out for 3 months myself, I'm alright. I don't need to chill out no more. It's time, you know? It's time to do shit. I come to prison when I was 22 years old, yeah? And I'm 31 now.
Enough lying down.
Yeah, nearly a decade of my fucking life chilling out. So I don't need to chill out no more. I need to, you know, be productive and do shit positively.
Ed gets into the car and rummages in the passenger door. He pulls out a box which is full of prescription medication for his numerous mental health conditions.
He's OCD.
OCD?
And the rest.
That's the easiest.
That's the least of it.
Entry level.
Fucking PTSD, paranoid schizophrenic, personality disorder.
Colourblind. Autistic.
Autism. So before prison, obviously I had mental health issues that I wasn't aware of, because where I'm from, you don't talk about that shit. It's just mandem, it's just normal. After prison, I'm now on fucking 400 milligram of quetiapine, which is like the craziest antipsychotic on the planet, because I was having psychosis in prison. It was my own voice telling me to stab people and do fucked up shit. Like my own voice. Like I'd be sitting there, group of guys, just normal, in my head it's going, stab him, stab him, stab him, stab him, stab him, stab him.
I jump into the back of their car, where Ed is lighting up a huge cannabis spliff.
Oh my God.
And the smoke is quite overpowering.
Has it sunk in? Change?
No, because this is like a dream. This is like, you know what I mean? That's how it feels like every time I get released. It feels like just a fucking a daydream, and then I wake up back in the cell, back to reality. You see, the amount of prison I've done now, it's lost this effect on me. So I don't care about prison. The only reason I care about prison is my partner, because she's suffering. If I didn't have her, I'm telling you now, you see my day of release, the guys that grasped on me last time, I would go straight from prison to their house. Do whatever I'm going to do and then go back to jail. But I've got her, so I can't do that. But literally, prison has lost its effect on me. Like,
what? You're not scared of me?
No, I'm not in the slightest. Not in the fucking slightest.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When I was released on license, my conditions were pretty light touch. No reoffending, no foreign travel, and I had to check in with my probation officer once a month. But because Ed's original crime was much more serious, you can Google him if you want, he's been given much more stringent license conditions, making him far more likely to get recalled.
now you're licensing, what restrictions are you going
to
deal with?
I'm not allowed to hold a sparkler. How about that?
What do you mean?
A fucking sparkler, bro. The fucking sparkler. I get kids, the fucking stick that flashes.
Is that on your license?
Yeah, I'm not allowed to hold a fucking Nerf gun, a fucking super soaker, anything that resembles a firearm. I'm not allowed to do it. Not allowed to be fucking... I can't be in a picture with someone with a super soaker behind me, or I'll go to jail. I'm not allowed to go to fireworks events.
So when does the license end?
2024. 2024? Yeah. I'm fucked. Oh...
A key license condition is that Ed has to stay in a probation hostel immediately after his release, despite having a home to live in with Jess. We drive into Oxford, where he checks into the hostel, which is full of other offenders and numerous temptations. We jump back in the car and head to London.
So how long do you think you'll be in the hostel for? Fuck knows, man. Literally. It's like living in fucking limbo. You don't know where you stand. It's just horrible. It's just horrible being there. It's horrible having to be there at a certain time. It's worse than jail.
I'd say it really felt like Spring Hill.
Literally.
Just the atmosphere was...
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like the checks.
Exactly.
Low level
grumbling. Exactly. When I'm allowed to stay in my home with my partner, that's when I'll be released.
But that still hasn't happened yet.
Nah, it hasn't. No.
You've never got out further than the hostel.
No.
He hasn't slept in the bed for about 3 years.
So each time with those recalls, you've never made it out of the hostel?
No. Every 3 weeks, I got recalled. Every 3 weeks.
This time you will.
Where are we going to go?
We'll go straight into London and have a few hours recording. We're in the studio all day tomorrow, though, but we'll try and get as much done today. Because we've obviously missed quite a lot over the last 3 months.
We're now at a recording studio in South London. Ed starts laying down drill rap tracks while celebrating his release from custody.
Do you not want a drink, Chris?
Well, I'm driving, so I'm...
No,
I've got one.
Oh, okay, cool. Do you want a Xanax?
No.
Thank God.
I won't record very well.
Would you have to take one home?
So what's first up?
Snapchat or Instagram.
That's the name of the song?
That's the name of the song. I wrote this to myself about 8 weeks ago. Seven, 8 weeks ago. So if anything, the theme marks done me some justice, because right now I've written something which I think is this is some of the best shit I've ever written, you know? Like, I look at my old shit and I don't even want to record it. If you look on the floor, look at all this work.
The floor is covered in Ed's lyrics for dozens of songs, some of which he's written on official prison paperwork.
And this is how gutter and how real it is. In prison, I didn't have pen and paper. So one day, some fucking numpty posted a coronavirus update through my cell, which I'll show you right now, yeah? You see that coronavirus update? Can you see it clearly?
Yeah, yeah.
That turned into a song, look, on the other side.
So are these songs all about your life?
From the age of 14, I was sleeping in a car with my dad, you know, begging for food, begging for this, begging for that. And I made a promise to myself that under any circumstance, I would never be in that position again. And I understand the fact that I made the wrong decisions in my life growing up. But at the same time, I don't regret it because it made me who I am. I've still got gang tattoos on my arm. Like, I was heavily involved in a gang culture. I've seen people get shot and killed. I've been shot a few times as well. You know, I'm sleeping in a bulletproof vest right now in the hostel I'm at.
Why are you sleeping in a bulletproof vest?
Man's been prison shit, innit?
Let's get juggy, boys. Come on, gang shit. Peach remix, take one. This is slam. Came with all your bitches, cause it mine.
Ed records song after song, each one inspired by his chaotic criminal lifestyle. The lyrics are brutal and raw, and keep coming back to the perceived injustice of his situation. That even though he's been released, he can be recalled back to prison at any time.
I've been in prison for a very long time. I've got 10 years and 8 months, yeah? I've done 6 years out of it. I got released for 9 months. Completely changed my life. I moved away from London. I found the love of my life. I woke up here with a torch in my eye. I felt a cold barrel of a Heckler & Koch MP5 police issue gun, yeah? And the words I heard was, if you move, I'll fucking kill you.
So then once you're recalled, you're
fucked. You're in there for a year before once, you get released.
Once you get recalled, once probation press that red button...
You can't get out until police finish their investigation. So they lie and drag it out because they don't want to release you.
And all this time you're stuck.
You got out finally after being proved innocent, and then you were out for 3 weeks, and then this all happened
again.
This all happened again.
So what, they just did it to get you off the streets, do you think?
Of course, because they know it's another year off my street, because my sentence was so long, 10 years, I got a long licence.
2024 ends.
And they know that, and they use that to their advantage.
Are you worried it might happen again?
100%.
And Jesse, you were, I mean...
Yeah. Yeah, we can't plan our lives at the moment with this happening.
We want to have kids and get married and stuff, you know, and how can I do normal shit when every day, I might go to jail today.
We actually joke about that he should actually do something because the sentence might be a bit more quicker than a recall.
A few months later, in February 2022, Ed gets recalled for the fourth time. He's arrested for an assault outside a pub. But after several months, the police admit they have no credible evidence and there will be no further action. At the time of recording, in summer 2023, Ed is still inside, despite the case being completely dropped. It shows how the police and probation can abuse the recall system to lock up people they don't like without needing to convict them in open court. You can read more about Ed's crazy story in my book, Time After Time, along with other tales of colourful repeat offenders.
Well, prison's easy enough to break out, but it's the consequences. It was on the news. I don't know why it went international, because I ain't got a passport. I haven't been abroad in my life, you know what I mean? So I didn't need to go that far.
That's Simon McClellan, who managed to escape from a high-security prison pretending to be his twin brother. You can find out how in episode 3. This has been A Bit of a Stretch, the podcast. It was written and produced by me, Chris Atkins. It was edited by Aidan Lyons, and the music was by Vincent Watts. To hear more of Ed's music, you can follow him on Instagram. His handle is in the episode description. You can hear a lot more about these characters in my new book, which investigates why so many prisoners reoffend again and again. It's called Time After Time, and it's available now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.